Marvin, you had an opportunity to judge this junior market lamb show at the 2012 Ohio State Fair. I think you put your hands on something like 638 lambs today.
I'm not sure what the number was, but it was a large number showed up for the show.
What can you say about the quality that these young people brought to the state fair?
Oh, the quality was excellent. That always makes it fun for a judge when you got that kind of quality in the ring all day long. And it also makes it challenging. You got a lot of hard decisions to make when you got a lot of lambs that are very similar in the way they look and the way they handle and the muscularity and the amount of fat cover they have and all the different traits we're looking for. When they're that close, it makes for a challenging day, but also a fun day.
Talk about the two top lambs at the end of the show.
The Champion Reserve, I used both crossbred lambs today, and the lamb I used to win the show is the lamb that's just outpowered for just muscle mass over the lamb that's in reserve and the other lambs in the show, in my opinion, and still does that in a really attractive manner. When you get out beside him for that kind of power, he's still made right in his design. He comes out with a tall front end that's nice in his shoulder set, and he's wide through the center of his rib, and he goes to the ground with some width on and some soundness on his feet and legs. I'd like to change him to make it an easier choice decision. He's not quite as level going out into his rump as the sheep that's in reserve, and the sheep in reserve takes a beautiful picture. He's really long and got great lines, and he's level in his hip, and he handles with some muscle shape and all, but at that point in time, if you look and put emphasis on a market animal and the product that we need, it's hard to overlook the Champion that we use today.
That's what I was going to ask, if you felt like we're getting these lambs back to where they should be.
Well, I think we've come a long ways in putting some body or some rib in the sheep and some of the traits allows them to do good out in the real world as well as in a feed pen. And they got enough bone work and structure and soundness to them to move, and they'll feed well the good doing kind. And I think that's a good trend that we've got going.
You also had some good, nice comments about these young people that you had an opportunity to work with here at the Ohio State Fair.
Oh, yes. The young people is what this is all about. We love to talk sheep and we talk about the quality but we all know that the important part of this is up on the head end holding these sheep. The young people is what this program's all about. And we don't need to lose that focus. We need to be teaching them every time they leave home one of these shows or every day when they go out to feed. They need to be learning. And some of it's life skills, just the responsibility of taking care of that animal day in, day out. When they're no longer in the show ring, the life skills they learn will continue to go with them.
Well, Marvin, at the end of a very long day, thank you for taking a couple of minutes and visiting with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you.